You're listening to KNKX, and beneath the surface of the Salish Sea, there are hundreds of species of seaweeds growing. They provide habitat and nutrition for many forms of marine life. Some varieties are also harvested as food for humans or made into supplements. And in Souk, just west of Victoria, BC, one entrepreneur has developed a line of skincare products made from foraged kelp. That's where 88.5 Environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe went to meet Diane Bernard, who is known by many as the Seaweed Lady. It's the latest installment of our series, Return to the Salish Sea.
Where are we exactly here on the Salish Sea?
We are just on the southwest corner of Vancouver Island off of our coastal community of Souk, and we're deep in the heart of the Juan de Fuca Strait. Looking across, we see the U.S. Great Olympic National Park, and we are in the very core of the Salish Sea.
We're sitting here on some rocks, and you've made this tidal area kind of like your own laboratory for skincare products.
We decided in the late 1990s, at the turn of the millennium, to take a wild resource and essentially kick it out into the world market and see how it would work. So we have our Sea Flora skincare, and we work with the most beautiful wild resource, I think, in the world, which is wild seaweed.
And you're allowed to just take this wild harvested kelp from the ocean and make it into your product? No one tells you not to?
Absolutely not. If you were to be harvesting seaweeds, and I give seminars on that, to use for your own personal use, then this resource, this beautiful wild resource, is available to you. If you take it and you were to use it for a commercial purpose, then you must be licensed. You work with the province on that. You must also adhere to federal law because it is an ocean way. We have our First Nations just around the corner, so there's huge sensitivities of that. I have to work with local government as well in terms of my business licenses and how we operate. And then there's the environmental groups that we work with in terms of our sustainability. We work with a lot of people about making this wild seaweed resource work.
Who are the First Nations who are around the corner here?
We have the Sauk Nation here in our community. It is a small band. There's probably about 150 to 200 people in it. They work over there on the rocks, gathering limpets and snails and that. Their summer reservation is around the corner here towards the west.
Why did you want to make skincare products out of all these slimy things around us?
Oh, we're going to work on your vocabulary. We don't call it slimy, we call it gelatinous. And so that gelatinous material is actually extremely healthy and clean, and we have a USDA organic certification on our seaweeds.
So this is naturally occurring jello?
Absolutely. We have lots of misconceptions about seaweed. Poor seaweeds, they have such a PR problem. So part of my job is to really improve that and to have people understand this coastline, and that actually here in the Salish Sea, we have one of the most diverse seaweed ecosystems in the world. And we have upwards of 600 different species here. The entire British Columbia coastline from the U.S. border right up through to the Alaskan border is extraordinary. And it has huge tonnage of seaweed. It is a sustainable resource. It can be kept. It's subject to real issues and problems. But if we work smartly with our coastline, then we can have this resource for a long, long time.
I have to say, I'm sitting here amidst these tide pools surrounded by the beauty of gelatinous substance. And it doesn't smell bad or fishy to me at all. It's lovely and clean.
What I say to people is that you're in the Victoria zone, and this is a city of gardens. And I actually have the wildest garden in that zone, and it's the ocean garden. And like any garden, it grows, it fruits, it reproduces, and it sloughs off. But given the medium that it comes in, which is a fabulous, deep, clean, fast-moving ocean, that sloughing off means that it gets pushed in. And as it's pushed in, of course, it's on the shore. And we would never judge a vegetable or a flower garden by the look, smell, and texture of a compost pile. But essentially, that's what the seaweeds on the shore are.
Now, what about sewage in Victoria? You're famous for Mr. Floaty and the fact that secondary treatment doesn't happen here, right?
It is a huge embarrassment for us here on Vancouver Island that the largest city and the capital city of the province is not up to speed on water quality and around waste management systems. Having said that, they are now moving in that direction. The province has now stepped in and said, get going on it. So
they're building a treatment plant now.
That's right. That's right. And it will be a good one and it will be a secure one. And I just want to say, though, that here in Souk, we're not part of that system. It's still 40 kilometers to the east of us here. And so the sewage treatment issue is not an issue here from the Victoria area. And our own small Souk community has led the way and has had a secondary treatment system just east of us here for almost 20 years now. And it works just fine. And I have to have our oceans tested here. I have to have the seaweeds tested here. It's quite an onerous task to show that we do not carry high levels of toxins or chemicals or issues from insecure waste management systems.
Because let's be clear, you're producing products for the largest organ on the human body, our skin.
That's right. That's right. And we'll make everybody beautiful in no time.
Diane Bernard, CEO of Sea Flora here in Souk, otherwise known as the Seaweed Lady. Thank you so much for all of your work.
Thank you. It was a great pleasure to meet you.
If you want to see pictures of some of the seaweeds from that beach in Souk, you can head to our special project website, SalishSeaReturn.org. Next week on the series, we'll hear about the State Department of Ecology's water quality tool, the Salish Sea Model.